to another episode of Multiverse Musings, the vidcast. I'm your host, Adam, and with me is my co-host, Steven, affectionately known as Alfred Pennyworth. Steven?
Master Bruce?
We're here for a special recording. It is the day of the... This is going to go up today, Steven? Is that the plan?
Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. So straight after this, I'm going to go edit it quickly and then...
Alright, so in that case, it is the day that the... Trailer for Zack Snyder's a new trailer for Zack Snyder's Justice League has dropped.
Happy Valentine's Day, Matt.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. I don't have coffee or tea or whatever you're drinking. I have water.
It's tea, and it's in the. Superman. I need a black suit version of this now.
You do, and I need a black suit version of a Hot Toys now. Because I already spent money on the Val Kilmer one, so why the hell am I really taking my money here? Here's what I'm all for the props today. Lately, I've been getting into the props. Here's my wallet. Let's take it. So our initial intent was to do a live reaction, first time reaction, but we have no willpower. We're not ever going to beat Green Lanterns. We've already watched the trailer multiple times, so there's no point in calling it a first reaction. We're going to do a commentary to what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Steven's going
to... I've labeled it a watch-along on the...
Yeah, and you're going to take out the audio of that, if there is any, of the...
Yeah, yeah.
Of the trailer, so we don't get sued.
Yeah.
we don't want to get sued by Warner Media, Warner Brothers, HBO Max, or anybody else. So... Steven, we'll take out the audio. You'll just hear us talking over what we're seeing. And then once we've done that, we'll go in a little bit more in-depth discussion about it. So that's the plan. Before we do it, let's do the social media plugs. So, Steven, if people want to... get in touch with you after this, they watch our reaction and either high five you virtually or yell at you for your opinion.
Yeah, so you can do that on Twitter at SteveBob1984, and we also have a page for the network of podcasts and vidcasts that Adam is a part of, and that's at MMNPDC. Yeah. You won't get much talk on there, but what you'll get is you'll get postings of our new episodes and stuff.
I mean, if somebody asks me a question or...
Yeah, you don't really know. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
unless they're being horrible.
And if you want to get in touch with me, it's at Adam_LeafsFan on Twitter, and the link to the Facebook group for the podcast network is in the description. Click that. I will add you. We can continue the discussion there if you so choose. So with that being said, I guess we'll do a 3-2-1 go countdown.
Yeah, yeah. And then go or play. Should we do 3-2-1 play?
So 3-2-1 play, okay.
Yeah, and then on play we'll play. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. So 3-2-1 play.
Max Original.
You might be Academy because
well, this whole Superman thing was the music just completely shook me when I first saw it.
It's so very and seeing that the death sequence again, and now we have Lex's dialogue over it.
Yeah,
I'm assuming this is Metropolis, Steven.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. And then obviously you get to Themyscira with the.
I mean, take me there, anything. So here's the Warner Media logo, the DC.
You are really behind me somehow. I don't know how that's happened. I've got all the way to Darkseid.
I'm not there yet. Here he comes. All right, yeah, I'm not here. He looks great, by the way.
He does. He looks brilliant. Yeah.
I mean,
we can talk more about that after, can't we? But
so you're seeing that mix of some footage we've seen in the theatrical.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
There's a new shot of Cyborg that just flashed across my screen.
Well, that's an interesting shot as well, because it makes me think, what is all that weaponry?
I love the dialogue with Alfred as well.
Yeah, brilliant, yeah.
We got some Iris.
So, I've got to First Flight 2.0 already.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my...
I'm not getting off got so far ahead of you.
Yeah, I got past first flight, yeah. There's the bat tank.
Because I was going to say the second flight, we'll call it. The way it merges in with the cyborg shot, it works really well.
Yeah, it does. And
then that Superman shot with that heat vision is just, oh.
And then the Wonder Woman, you know, leap over.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. You know the Superman heat vision? I've ordered a canvas of that.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Are you at the Joker scene yet?
Yes, I am. This is...
Oh.
Insanity.
That is the money shot.
Just even the voice he's using is so much more creepy, sinister.
Is yours finished now? Yeah.
Yeah, mine. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. See, I think the voice sounds a lot more Jared Leto like than the previous one, where he sounded a bit more like he was putting on a voice.
Yeah.
Definitely a better.
Interpretation.
A better choice. Yeah. Then.
Let's go through a little bit of it.
Do you want me to go through it at my end and I'll just talk?
Yeah.
See what the shot is. Yeah.
I'll
be the Alfred guiding us through the mission.
Yeah.
So we talked about more on the trailer that the echo of Superman's scream.
That was really cool. Yeah.
Oh. I got chills watching that. In fact, I showed my son it and he was like, "Oh, what's happened to Superman?" And I'm like, "Don't worry, he's gonna come back." But I said, "He's unfortunately in this moment he dies."
Spoiler.
But he does understand like death and stuff. He seems to, yeah. Although he thinks people have died and stuff. Then I'm like, "No, they haven't died." and then you were saying you think this might be Metropolis
or Gotham?
Was it not? Yeah, because what they were in Gotham, like the dock in Gotham, weren't they?
Okay, then yeah, it's Gotham.
Oh, where though? Was it Gotham?
No, but then he took...
In BVS, does he go to Metropolis and goes to like an abandoned port? Is that what?
Well, Lois went to get the spear and then gave it to Superman. That was in Gotham. The spear was in Gotham. How far did Superman fly to stab...
Well, there's a river in there just dividing Gotham and Metropolis, yeah. So... I assume you're probably right. The light up buildings in the distance probably are Metropolis, and the buildings that you see in the echo go through Gotham. Yeah, the Narrows.
Yeah. Well, even the Scream is going to find a dreadful ship hiding in buildings.
And then we get to Themyscira, where we've got Connor Nielsen stood there as that. That's the thing that's holding the mother box, isn't it? That building that's collapsing, which that didn't happen in theatrical, did it?
No, not at all, no.
So. Makes me wonder what if he's in there and they think they're just gonna let it collapse and then he still breaks out of it, you know, Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
But that is some shot. And again, there are some shots you see, but then you get Batman in the nightmare future, getting out of a car and stuff.
Yeah, and the voiceover is.
Yeah, I had a dream. It was from one of the old trailers.
It's almost like a premonition.
Which that's the new part, isn't it?
And also, I really like the when you sort of pan away from Batman and you see the cityscape.
Yeah.
It looks like, you know, really like...
Yeah.
Dystopian. And, you know, crap's gone down. Bad stuff. And it looks, you know... I'm so fascinated by the nightmare stuff.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the most interesting. I think that and the history lesson are going to be the things that...
It just feels like it's right out of Injustice.
Yeah.
You know, the video game and the comic adaptation, which I may have to see if Donnie's read those. Maybe as a lead up to Justice League, we'll cover some of those injustices.
Sounds like a plan, that, doesn't it? From there, we go to Diana, and it's obviously where they shot the arrow into that Greek, what do you call it? I don't know what you call it.
Parthenon, whatever it is.
Which then goes to Diana, and she's looking at the hieroglyphics and the paintings and stuff on the walls. I assume that's where the arrow was fired, so maybe that's what tells her that's actually... Because in the theatrical, she just knew what the arrow meant, whereas maybe the arrow is telling her to look in that area. And then that will tell you what you need to know, and that's where she discovers, you know...
She learns of the prophecy and then she tells Batman.
Yeah, which, and again, if it scares her, it, you know, it's...
Exactly. If Wonder Woman's freaked out, be afraid.
And then we cut to Apocalypse. I assume it's Apocalypse. I'm assuming, unless it's in the Nightmare future. And it's Darkseid walking with Granny Goodness and Desaad. Granny Goodness is a lot taller than Desaad.
Yeah, Desaad's like...
And then we get that cool shot of Darkseid that we saw yesterday, which was the money shot. No, it was the day before, wasn't it? Sorry.
Yesterday was the bad time.
Yeah. That was the money shot on Friday's preview. And like we say, I think he looks fantastic. If you don't like the design, I understand.
I'll get into that. That's part of my little rant that I have.
Do it now.
Oh, okay.
We're on the Darkseid bit, aren't we, sir?
To say that it doesn't look like Darkseid.
That's where my problem comes in.
It's asinine. Like, okay, it doesn't look like the blocky, simplistic Jack Kirby version, which, again, I'm not knocking Jack Kirby at all.
That design for that time, wasn't it? So.
But it looks like the Jason Fabok version.
Yeah. I put some pictures up on Twitter yesterday. It was different versions of Darkseid from... And he has evolved, but he's always had the consistent look at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Superman. If you go to a Superman drawing in the 30s and go, it doesn't look the same facially, and the suit's a little bit different, but it's still the same.
The initial page of Superman, if you look, the initial drawing, that's not an S.
No.
It's just a freaking shield with scribbles inside.
But that's kind of what I'm getting at, that there's a consistency there, but they do look different, and to me... But then if somebody said they don't like the design because they just don't like it, I'm like, fair enough. But
well, then say that, but don't say, it doesn't look like Darkseid.
And I have had some people say that to me, so I'm going to defend those people because they won't say that. But I was so annoyed on Friday when people were saying, it doesn't look like Darkseid. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? It looks it looks so much like... And then again, I think he's looking at it. It's a quick shot, so it might not look as good in the film when you see it. One of the best CGI looking characters I've ever seen in a film. Yeah. Looks absolutely fantastic. So, and then we cut to Steppenwolf, and I believe he is talking to Darkseid at this moment because he's my lord.
Yeah,
this world will fall. And he's a bit goat like, isn't he? Do you think? With his helmet off,
his face, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not a knock because that is like imagery in horror and stuff over the years. And
yeah, I mean, look. And this goes to another part of my rant. I've said that if I was making this movie, and I've said it before. I mean, you can go back and listen. I've said if I was making this movie, I would make Darkseid more like he looks in the
Earth. You mean Steppenwolf?
Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
in the Earth 2, New 52 book, where he looks more humanoid, right?
Yeah.
That's me. But Zach went this route.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing people, this is just going to be a CGI fest or whatever they say, whatever the exact, complaint is.
Yeah.
And my theory is, okay, but look, I've even said, sometimes... I've in the past in Man of Steel than BVS, but I felt in certain scenarios Zach leaned too heavily in CGI. You can do more practical to a degree in a standalone Superman movie, which Man of Steel was, or
Batman. You said the other way around. Did you mean more in BVS than Man of Steel?
No, I've said that. Well, no, because. In BVS, Doomsday comes into play, so you have to use
CGI. Yeah, but you didn't say it that way around at first. That's how I got confused.
No, but
in so you're saying it bothered you more in BVS or bothered you more in Man of Steel?
No, in Man of Steel, in some parts, I thought, well, you could do that more practically.
Oh, right, got you. Sorry. Right, sorry.
But to a degree in BVS, you could do some more practical things. But when it comes to Justice League, you're dealing with superpowered beings.
Yeah.
The Flash needs to run super fast. Aquaman needs to do a bunch of crap underwater and not literal crap. I mean, stuff.
Well, if you watch that Harley Quinn episode.
So, that inherently is going to be CGI. And then when you add characters like Darkseid,
Steppenwolf.
Zod, Steppenwolf,
yeah.
Cyborg. You're going to get, it's a Justice League movie. It's going to be a CGI fest. Like, and here's, and I'm not trying to play comparisons because you know I like them both. But how much of Avengers Infinity War or Endgame is done practically? Iron Man's wearing pajamas, for God's sake. He's not wearing a suit.
yeah.
He hasn't worn a suit since Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
So
it's... Yeah.
I don't understand.
If you don't like that kind of movie, then these kind of films aren't for you, in my opinion.
Yeah. But my the scene that everybody, that everybody pulls out their relative creams for and starts going nuts. You know, the Avengers Assemble scene. At the end, how much of that do you think is actually practical? Come on. All those people running at each other, really? But never once do you say, oh, this is a CGI fest. This is my problem. If you're going to use that complaint, then you have to use it for every...
Do you know what? I'm going to say something. I'm not doing a DC versus Marvel thing.
That's not what I'm trying to achieve.
But I think Darkseid does look better than Thanos did. I thought Thanos looked... He looked good, but they were just... I think the purple was probably a problem in that respect. Why Zach's gone for darker colours, because brighter colours in CGI do look a bit more...
Maybe you could say Thanos looks more realistic than Steppenwolf. That's fair.
I agree with that.
Again, he's got spikes everywhere and all that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if you're going to make that complaint about a DC movie, Justice League...
You have to make it about Marvel.
Where's that complaint for any of the Avengers movies? This is where I get angry. I'm not trying to be compare one.
This is the problem you've got. You have people who genuinely don't like CGI, too much CGI. Fine, they're not into that kind of thing.
Yeah, but then you do have this. That are saying that.
Yeah. But then you get this divide. Marvel. So the Marvel guys will say anything DC sucks, and DC guys say anything Marvel sucks. Look, I'm watching WandaVision at the minute, and I think he's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And I thought his trailer was amazing. I'm not battling between the two.
But I'm just saying, if you're going to level the too much CGI argument and be consistent about it, then you got to do it on both sides.
Yeah, definitely. Because,
again, show me where there's 3/4 practical in a Marvel movie, like Avengers Endgame, compared to this.
Well,
And then we could talk.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my complaint.
I agree with you. So from there, we get Steppenwolf attacking the Amazons, which I'm really looking forward to this scene, Adam, because I even liked it in the theatrical as well. I thought it was a good scene.
We talked about it on our commentary that'll be
coming out in a couple of weeks. But I think it's going to be longer and more. It's going to feel bigger.
On scale. And again, I'm not concerned about... There's going to be violence, but it's fine.
We know what we're getting. So anyone who these are rating complaints and stuff, and they need to kind of drop it for me, because it's almost like I think people are just like pissing in the wind. If you get my drift, they know what's coming, but they're still kind of moaning about it. Then we get a couple of shots of Bruce and Diana, which the Diana one we did last, the Gauntlets we saw in the theatrical. But then we do get some underwater stuff with Steppenwolf and Aquaman, which we saw some of in the theatrical. But there's a shot of Steppenwolf swinging his axe at Aquaman underwater, and I'm like, whoa. I think that, I'm pretty sure that is brand new.
Yeah, I think the underwater battle, it might have a couple of similar shots.
There's going to be, it's going to probably look different because Steppenwolf looks different.
I think it's going to be longer, though. I think Zach has footage that was, I think all those pieces of footage were truncated in the theatrical.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah,
like whatever you see of Zack, it was like a truncated version of each fight.
Yeah, and some of it kind of still came across like that Aquaman underwater fight in the theatrical is one of my favorite scenes in that film. And again, we don't hate that film, as we said before.
Yeah, but that had to be mostly Zack, I would think.
I mean. Even if it's truncated, like the history lesson's truncated, but it's still quite decent.
Yeah,
there's going to be some of that where, and then you get a cool shot of Aquaman underwater, and I don't know if it's CGI Jason Moore, but he looks CGI, but in a good way. Like it looks really like it's him.
Well, also you got to remember how much of Aquaman was CGI, and I mean,
do you know what? As well, though, for me, CGI, I'm not bothered. I'm very forgiving of CGI, as I've said on this podcast many times. But there are times where you do have to kind of say this looks, you know, you will say this looks like crap, but on the face of it, right, with stuff like Aquaman, for example, I know they can't film underwater that long, so
yeah.
On me.
And no, I mean, what are you going to do, kill the actor for legitimacy? Like, what?
We need to do Aquaman for Aquaman.
Or they're like, hold on, wait till the last possible moment and then lift him up.
Well, do you know what? One of the things I really like about the Aquaman like arc in across from BVS to Justice League, and then
yeah.
It was almost like each step took him to the steps to make Aquaman.
Sure.
And yeah. The new, and I think that, you know, because they did him, he was actually underwater, wasn't he, in BVS? Yeah. But you could tell he's holding his breath, so.
Yeah.
Then we get that cool shot of Cyborg where he's got like a cannon here, like a gun. He almost reminded me of RoboCop in some respects.
Yeah, when he has the, you're talking about the nightmare.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing that I'm gonna, again, it goes to my rent. They're saying, I've heard people complain, well, that doesn't look too good. What are you looking at?
It's going to be a split second shot.
I don't understand. And what do you, again, there's a difference between putting Robert Downey Jr. in a suit.
Yeah.
And making Ray Fisher wear that kind of stuff. I mean, it's almost impossible.
But don't you think as well, there's going to be shots where Cyborg doesn't look as good as other shots, because that's what happens in Man of Steel, the shots with Zod's armor where it looks great, and there's a couple of shots where it doesn't.
Yeah, but you're not. It's not going to look perfect every time, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But as long as I'm invested in the story, I don't care.
And you know what I liked about the Cyborg moment? I liked too. It was the where he does that barrel roll thing. That looked pretty cool.
Definitely. Yeah, that's going to be really interesting to see. Like in the Nightmare, that looked like Nightmare Future, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did.
Yeah. Next couple of shots are from the theatrical. Like there's Flash running fast, doing that whip down thing when he runs.
Yeah.
Batman and the Parademons attacking the Batmobile, and then Wonder Woman fighting Steppenwolf, and then we get down to the Alfred, the best scene in the trailer. I'm joking. If you can't bring down the charging bull, and then we see Steppenwolf charging at, I think he's actually charging at Diana, but then Aquaman jumps in.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah,
with the.
There you go. Come on.
Yeah.
Isn't it the quindent? Because it's a five prong.
Sorry, the quindent, yeah.
This is and his mother's, says, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, that scene, that come
on. It's Chase Meridian's.
Yeah. I effing love that movie.
I can't wait to rewatch it.
Yeah. Then he says, then don't wave the red cape at it. And there's that shot of Superman, the hologram.
Yeah.
Which, come on, guys, it's not Supergirl. I'm sick of people saying it now. It's getting on my nerves.
Now, I gotta say, that line of
dialogue. Female leg, apparently.
That line of, yeah. Remember the theory when Jared Leto was Jason Todd? It's the Joker. It's like, really, people? Come on.
Hated it.
But, what was I saying? That line from Alfred was an amazing line.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine about the trailer, like, we were messaging back and forth. And we both agree that, man, we need more of Jeremy Irons as Alfred.
Yeah, definitely. He's good. He's a very underrated Alfred, I think.
Yeah.
But again, he hasn't. Even in the stuff in the theatrical, which people have said is the weed and dialogue, he does it really well.
Yeah, like, he pulls it off.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He doesn't.
Jeremy Irons could read the phone book as Alfred and it would sound.
Yeah. He's just a great actor, isn't he? So, yeah. But yeah, we'll obviously talk about. I think we'll get more afterwards and stuff. But then we got that Lois Lane shot that we've seen a million times where she looks up. The dark side.
Yeah, I wonder what she's looking at.
Well.
Maybe it's Supergirl, Stephen.
Do you know what, Alison? Let's just rewind back to 2017, right? So many shots. Anytime someone looked up, I wouldn't be looking at Superman every time someone.
No, really?
Every time. Looking at, but.
Maybe it's Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern.
But we don't know. A lot of the stuff in 2017 that we were all saying, I wonder what that is, didn't even end up in the film.
Yeah,
so when
yeah.
we got to watch it, we didn't find out either way.
Now we're like, okay, now we'll find out.
Yeah.
And it was probably now, Superman.
Yeah. And then we get to the scene where they're putting Superman's body in the water, and it's the same shot from the theatrical, which surprised me, because I was theorizing about the suit, because the colour suit he's got on is not the colour suit he's got on in BVS.
Yeah.
So,
remember?
Unless they changed him.
Remember, there was a theory that Darkseid was going to wake him up?
Yes.
I guess that's not the case. You can put that to bed.
We'll come back on that.
Right.
Then we get the brilliant Jonathan Kent dialogue. You were sent here for a reason.
Yes.
I have a feeling that that is. I think that is fresh dialogue. I think it's the same lines. I think that
he's going to appear to Superman in the fortress
or something.
Imagine him and Jor-El do a tag team, like him and
get out of my space.
One comes in and the tag out is a hot tag. Yeah, Jonathan Kent running to the.
I was thinking more. You know when Clark, because we know Clark's going to have some sort of amnesia and Lois is going to try and bring him back. Do you remember in BVS when he went to the mountains and he saw Jonathan?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like that, and I think he's going to see Jonathan in the cornfield and Jonathan's going to tell him,
"Yeah,
you know, you were sent here," and then that's when he's going to be like, right, I need to go help now.
Yeah. He's like, all right, Dad, I get it. I got to go help these.
I just want to say, and I'm going to bring this up, right, Smallville did that first, so... The Jonathan Kent appearing.
So we should just call this the Smallville Olympic scene when we do a review of the Snyder Cut.
Well, again, that's only me theorizing, so.
Well, if it happens, start yelling.
Then there's a shot of Vic Victory Stone with his hands out, which I believe this is the scene with the nukes that we've seen previous, where he's
yeah,
realizing how powerful he is.
Like that stuff's gonna look cool. I'm looking forward to that stuff.
Then there's Diana reaching for the sword and Aquaman stopping the water, which were both in the theatrical. Then there's Barry Allen saving Iris, which I kind of want to see that scene in full now because I feel like I've seen the same like three shots from it.
Yeah. And is she going to... Can you imagine that's the whole scene?
Yeah. Do you think his shoes burn off? Because he ain't got his shoes on.
I think there was an explanation where...
Was there?
Zach said when he goes that fast... The shoes evaporate or disintegrate. So
I hope his pants don't.
I hope not. But I wonder, just keep staying on Iris for a sec. Do you think, place your bets, you think she ends up in the Flash?
The Keisha Clemons?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes. Okay. I think it'll be a very small role.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be huge.
Because the plot, knowing what the plot is, I don't see where she fits in. And that's going to annoy some people, but at the same time, if there's a sequel, they can get to the Iris stuff in the sequel.
I don't think it's a conspiracy theory.
Do you think she's going to be in it?
I would hope so. I mean, if they're going to put her back into this cut...
Yeah,
right?
Continuity, don't you? Don't want... And suddenly it's a new actress.
Imagine they bring in... what's her name? Candace Patton.
Oh, God. Well,
I'd be like, Gary, stop screwing around with the multiverse. I'll have enough of her on TV.
I don't know. I won't mind Candace Patton there.
Oh, no, she's great. No, it's just that one line. You know I can't stand
Flash. Then there's a shot of Bruce, which is from the scene where he's going after Arthur. Then there's that shot of Batman. You know, I didn't realise he was absorbing the gunfire and firing it
back.
That's different. Firing it back.
Yeah.
It's like, so it must be some sort of absorbent.
Has he gotten inspiration from Wonder Woman with that?
That would make a lot of sense. That actually would.
She can do this.
Yeah, because she did it with the gauntlets in the...
Yeah. And this is after BVS, so could that have been an
addition? I like that.
And not only that. Remember when she uses in Wonder Woman 84, she uses her tiara as a... Could Batman and somehow obtain the footage? And said, you know what?
I'll just make mine bat-shaped.
Yeah.
Then we get Lois and Clark in the cornfield, and I'm assuming that's the moment he's gone back home, you know, after she, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not going to be the same as the theatrical because she's not the big guns.
None of that itchy shit, yeah.
Just please, no. That was awful.
No, that's the part where he's going to say, so I guess you said yes.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to come later than that. I think that's the moment they arrive at the farm on this clip.
Yeah.
I think that he's going to be at the farm for a lot. I think it's because, didn't Mark McClure say that the scene where they resurrect him happens actually a lot earlier in the film? I think he said it happens in like the first hour and a half or something, didn't he? Or in the first hour or something?
Could be, yeah. Well, if it's a 4-hour movie, it could be.
Well, yeah. Then we get the flight 2.0 shot of Superman looking up.
Just seeing a piece of it looks good.
And the black suit, I'm going to bring this out now. So I've not been that sold on the black suit, but seeing these shots we've seen this week, I think they've perfected it, because I think before it didn't quite look right.
And oh, yeah, sure. That early shot that we saw at
yeah, and did you notice the cape's black now? It's not that funny grey. Yeah, it didn't look right grey, did it? I think it looks incredible, the black suit. I'm on board for it totally now.
Yeah, it looks great. And look, if he's in it the whole time, I know we want to see him in the red and blue again, but if he's in it for the whole time, as long as they're, like I've always said, as long as there's character progression with Superman, I'm good.
You know, if I know we theorized that scene might not be in it where he does the... But if that scene's in it, I think he'll still have the red and blue in that scene. I don't think they'll make it black for that scene.
Right, but is it going to be in it? That's what I...
Well, think. That's the question. Got on some surprises, haven't
I? Yeah. No, I
don't want to know. So, I meant no bones about it. You know, Superman's my guy. The scene I'm most looking forward to is Flight 2.0.
That's going to be great. Yeah.
I can't wait for that. But the way the cut in this trailer, so it cuts with Cyborg flying. I thought it was such a clever cut.
That was an intelligent little cut.
And
yeah.
We know Cyborg sort of has his first flight in this as well, so it's going to be like a parallel.
Thing.
So
that's a good point.
And then we get another shot of Themyscira. That looked like Steppenwolf attacking the Nightcrawler, which that wasn't in the theatrical shot. Let's see. Yeah, theatrical film, sorry. Let me just go back. Oh my god, it is. He's attacking the Nightcrawler when he's climbing up the wall.
Fascinating. Yeah, we never saw that.
No, because they escape at that point.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. Right.
Well, maybe that's why he needs the bat tank.
Do you think there's any mother? Now, did you hear about that actually? Somebody asked Snyder, didn't they? So does Steppenwolf say mother loads in this? And he said just put no.
Thank God.
We were talking about his mother fetish.
I said spoiler for our
we haven't released it yet. We were
theatrical review. I've posited that version of Steppenwolf has a Oedipus complex, because he keeps saying, like, every 5 minutes the word mother's coming out of his mouth. So if he's a spicy effort, to quote Zach, a spiky effort in Zack Snyder's Justice League, he was a mother effort in the theatrical version of Justice League. That's my theory.
And then we get the money shot from Saturday, which was the Batman stood on the tank, which I believe Zack Snyder says is called the War Machine.
Yeah, in the Dark Knight Returns, it's called the War Machine. So, now again, I don't want to compare DC and Marvel, but that War Machine's better.
Yeah. It's something I was going to say, actually, but I was waiting until we got the money shots we saw of the days. I think it was clever to do, because at first, today I thought, earlier on I was thinking, maybe you should have done those teases, because then it's going to spoil the trailer, but because of the big thing at the end, which we'll get to when we get to it, I think it was clever because talking about a different part every day.
It was clever. Good marketing.
It is, yeah, yeah.
Grassroots marketing.
Yeah, yeah. Then we get Barry and his dad in prison, which we saw in the theatrical. Cyborg with the mother box, and it's doing something to him. And he sees the Flash. This could be a possible spoiler, so if you don't want to know it, just skip it. But there's a theory that Flash goes back in time in this film.
Yeah, I saw
it. Like, they lose the fight.
Sean O'Connell, you're talking about... I've been watching those videos, yeah.
No, I do kind of think he might be right, and because we've got that... There's those shots of the Flash, and it's like...
Oh, that would be clever. And that would actually fit in with what's going to happen in Flashpoint.
Now, Will Beale's Justice League script that was written in like 2011, 2012, that had a scene where the Flash lost the fight and the Flash goes back in time and says, we need to do this to win. Now, he's theorized that maybe Superman doesn't join the fight the first time and he has to go back and say, look, we need you, type thing. And then, I don't know maybe he goes back and does something else.
Play kissy face with Lois and let's go. You know,
he just goes back and goes, stay off and goes, mother.
And then screws him. He's like, where is she?
Shoot him now. It's like in 209.
Maybe that's why Flash has a picture of Steppenwolf's mother and like, with nobody seeing, flashes him and he gets all...
No. He goes, what's your mother's name? Right, I'm from back in time. And he goes, Save Hegra, or whatever she called. We had the same mother's name. Don't kill me, folks. It's just a joke.
Yeah, and then Batman can look at Superman and say, I told you that was the good thing.
What got me about this shot?
Batman will just look at him, and Superman will go, he'll do the Chris Reeve gift. You know?
What got me about this shot was, I think Cyborg's fully CGI here. Like, even his face, it looks amazing. The face covering.
Yeah, no, because he's like,
even his human face looks CGI, yeah, but it looks good.
Battle mode, you know, like when he covers.
Yeah.
And we never saw that in the
theater. No. And then the sneak in, a little tiny shot of Steppenwolf catching the mother box underwater, which we know is from the Aquaman fight.
And also, we know that the mother box is waterproof, of course, which is good.
It better be, because, oh, for God's sake.
Can you imagine?
It's funny, actually, because my son built one of those number cubes.
Yeah, and it looks like a mother box.
Yeah, no, when I picked up it, I went, mother. I should have had it on me, actually, because of it.
And the teacher probably looked at you like, what the f*** is wrong with this guy? Call child services.
Then there's Clark cuddly, hugging Martha and Lois at the same time, which I think that's him saying, right, I need to go.
Yeah.
And then they're obviously worried.
And it was so nice to see his lip look normal. Good Lord.
That smile. The shot of Wonder Woman, and she looks like she's chopping a parademon in half or something. That was cool. Then we get Flash. He's got to be running back in time, and it looks like everything's reversing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't wait to watch this film.
But again, Flash doing that is going to tie in nicely to the... Because think about it. Cause... If him doing that works here, then he gets a bright idea. Wait a minute. I can go back and see my mother.
That's a good point, actually.
It all ties back to mother.
I remember there was a great scene in the Flash TV series where Barry creates Flashpoint, but it's not Flashpoint from the comics, it's his own Flashpoint.
Yeah.
And then he basically goes back to, everything's sort of normal, but like Cisco's brothers died and stuff, so he thinks, right, I'm going to go back again, and Jay stops him and he says, he like shows him that broken cup, doesn't he? And he says, you can put it back, but the cracks will still be there. And it's whatever you change, you can never change it back to how it was.
That's a good analogy. I like that analogy.
Yeah, I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I think would be kind of cool, because if Grant is in the Flash movie, maybe there's a scene where he kind of has that talk with him and he's like, look, you can't change.
Can't keep doing that, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe that's why he gets stuck with Michael Keaton's Batman. that type of thing. Maybe he's like, I better go back.
Imagine how grumpy Michael Keaton's Batman is going to be when he sees him.
Flash is like, I know, I can't stand this Batman. I'm going to go get the other one back. He's not as grumpy. Then there's that scene that I was gutted wasn't in the theatrical cut, where the Justice League minus Superman are stepping out of the Flying Fox. Because that is such a... That's almost like their Avengers moment with the...
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't in the theatrical. It was in all the trailers.
Yeah,
it wasn't anything to kill. And then we get Diana in the cave or the hang or whatever. But then we get an Amazon fighting. It looks like she's. I think this is during the history lesson. It's got to be. And it looks like Jane Azod. You know, the actress. I don't know what the actress
is. Yeah.
Because she's an Amazon, isn't she? So.
Yeah, that's right.
Again, I can't tell because I've not got HD on, but I'm pretty sure it's her. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. But that's got to be the history lesson. There's all that, the flying.
Oh,
ships around in there.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I cannot wait. That's my second most anticipated.
And you know it's going to be longer, so...
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing. Even the shots that we've seen, all you have to do is look at the Man of Steel like fight sequences and the BVS fight sequences. You know they're going to be longer.
Yeah, that's true, actually, yeah.
So...
In fact, he's the shortest fight in any of them, Batman versus Superman, like the actual fight. That's not a very long fight for Zack Snyder. He's still kind of lengthy enough, but
yeah,
it's like 10 minutes, isn't it? So it's very short.
I just like when Batman grabbed a foreign object, a la Ric Flair with the sink, and just...
Woo!
Yeah.
Have you seen all the film that with the polystyrene?
Yeah.
I don't know how they make it look so good in post. It's
CGI.
Absolutely incredible, yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, the CGI that people complain about? Yeah, that stuff.
Well, they always say the best CGI is the CGI you don't notice, don't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Right, I'm trying to get this slowed down because I'm trying to get this shot on my screen. So you've got... Right, we don't know if this is King Atlan or if it's a king prior to King Atlan, but it looks like King Atlan. So unless he were like, oh, my son Unless it's King Outland the third or something, and that's King Outland the fourth.
Maybe.
But yeah, he's fighting. That's got to be the history lesson as well. Obviously, it must be. He's fighting a lot of parademons, and he does this big sonic boom wave thing, and he's so cool, man.
Yeah. No, it looks good.
Batman that flying is... in. And these shots were all in other trailers. Like, then you get that. Is that CGI when Diana's flying above Steppenwolf? Is it? You know the shot one about, don't you? The one we've seen a picture of. Because if it's CGI, it's the one of the best CGI.
Or it might be a mix of both. It might be a mix of.
Good point. Yeah.
CGI and practical, because you can put her on wires.
Because I think in the theatrical cut, I think the best fight is that fight with Steppenwolf and the Parademons in under Gotham Harbor or whatever.
Yeah, where Flash does the sword.
Yeah, which but I think that's going to be even better in this, because like you say, it's going to probably be longer and
pull
it. But that shot is just, every time I see it, I'm kind of...
And as Sean O'Connell has theorized, which Flash is that? Is that a Flash that has gone through time and come in and said, oh, here's your sword?
That, yeah, you know what? I did mention that, actually, didn't I? You mentioned it, yeah. And he's, so he goes back to those little moments and he's like...
Yeah.
Could be. I bet he doesn't trip up this time, though.
No, that won't be happening. So,
then there's that cool shot we saw in one of the teasers in the week where Cyborg's flying. It's like he's got like boosters coming out of his arms.
Yeah.
Not sure where that did. I don't... You know what? You know, we're talking about the Flash going back in time. That looks like it's almost the same effect around him. So I wonder if he's kind of helping.
Well, Cyborg might be seeing things from his, you know, the way he can...
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how that's working.
Yeah. Then there's that money shot of Superman with the heat vision, which was the moment on Thursday where everyone was just like, because I ordered a canvas of it because it was so freaking cool. Then you get Bruce talking to Diana. It has to be, you know, like
Age
like,
of Heroes. Yeah, that was from the trailers. Yeah,
which I absolutely love that line. And then I think it
works, because remember they said. When she says they said the Age of Heroes would never come again, and Affleck says it has to or it must or whatever, isn't that kind of meta for Zach to put that in when so many people said we'd never see the Snyder Cut? And let's be honest, at one point we always thought it was there. Like even you and I had said it's probably not going to happen. Like we were under the impression at one point,
I think I've always said it would, but I thought it'd be like 10 years.
Yeah, I thought it'd be 20 years down the road. Yeah.
And I thought, I think we both thought they'd just release whatever he had.
Yeah.
They weren't going to fix it up. And I think at one point I said, oh, maybe they'll let him use the dialogue and like an animated thing or something. But obviously. Yeah. But again, this is something that I've talked to people about, you know, in a way, it's a shame they didn't kind of leave him to it. If they released a 3-hour cut of BBS in the cinemas and just left them to it and stuff like that, but they didn't. But if they hadn't...
I think we're getting a better version,
Because now we get this... Now we've got the Joker, because the Joker wasn't going to be in any version until recently.
Yeah.
And again, if you heard... I don't know if you heard what Zack Snyder said, basically. He kind of wanted this scene in because the fans, they kind of wanted to give him a payoff. Because you might never see these two together. And the Joker's basically saying... hang on, I've got it written down here because I've gone past the main thing. So, we live in a society which was trending, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah.
Where honor is a distant memory, isn't that right? And then he turns to and goes, Batman.
Yeah. First of all, a couple of things here. That was shot during the week of reshoots, or the week and a half, whatever it was.
Yeah, the additional photography.
Oh, he was back in Batman shape for that.
Well, he wasn't. Did you see the BTS photos, aren't they, of him just like walking down the street and he looked like he was buff and everyone's like, why is he so buff? And it was obviously for the additional photography.
Man, he looks so good in that.
Yeah.
And I know they released it and it's out of stock, but if they had it, I'd probably spend some money on that Nightmare.
The Nightmare Batman,
The Hot Toys. Thankfully, it's out of stock for my wallet.
What I think, two things about this scene, but from a Batman's perspective, it's just kind of cool to know that Affleck shot this recently. It kind of makes it a bit better. You're like, oh.
Yeah, but it doesn't look like that. It doesn't look out of place.
No. That's what I'm saying. But we know this is a new shot of him, so it's kind of like that.
It's like, well, Affleck looks 5 years older. Like, he doesn't.
Yeah. No, I don't know. He looks exactly the same as he did before, really. Yeah. It's kind of a weird reaction. It's almost like a smile, but
Well, I mean, at this point, the world is going to hell. What's he got to lose?
Yeah, that was a laugh at one of Joker's jokes.
And again, we talked about the delivery.
Joker's not actually smiling, is he?
And you'd think with the world going to hell, he'd be in a better mood, but...
I think he kind of liked creating chaos, didn't he, rather than...
Yeah, I think he likes to be the architect of it and not the recipient of it.
But yeah, so like, and we talked about the voice of Jared Leto here. It doesn't sound... When he says Batman, I think that does kind of sound like him in Suicide Squad. But when he says the line, you know...
But it's more sinister. Society, but even that is more...
But just to hear him say Batman, the Joker say Batman, this Joker, he was kind of like... Oh. Wasn't it? You know what I mean? Like, so I know obviously... We'll dive into a few little bits in a minute, but like, and obviously, kind of, you were a bit, you've kind of, obviously, you wanted to, you were quite excited about the film, wanted to, you weren't at that level of excitement like that I was at. Are you kind of there now? Are you like,
oh, yeah, these, I mean, the preview, like the little
teasers,
built it up, and then this was just,
icing on the cake. Yeah, I mean, there is another trailer coming, apparently, which I kind of wish there wasn't, because I don't want to see more. But at the same time, I'm like, I get it from a marketing perspective, because they're trying to market the movie.
They've shown us 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Some of it we've already seen. So really, how much more can they show us?
They'll probably be, I think you might get Deathstroke in the next trailer, like a little shot of him. Which, that's all there is kind of left to kind of...
Any idea when that trailer is going to come? Probably in a...
I know we're not... I know we're not her biggest fans, but she seems to know her stuff with the Snyder Cut. Grace Randolph said last week this was the first trailer, and it does say first trailer, didn't it?
Yeah, Snyder said it himself. Yeah.
So, no idea. I think
probably 2 weeks or a week before.
Yeah, I think 2 weeks or a week before. Yeah, which what are we on now? It's a month away now, isn't it?
14th. It's a month.
So we're a month and 4 days. Yeah. Oh well, actually. Don't forget, February is a short month, though, so it's not quite, is it?
So we'll be doing this again in a few weeks.
Well, that's what we're going to watch it, aren't we? You know, we're not going to not watch it.
I'm not going to say so. Okay, I'm out. I'm not going to watch it again. We have no willpower to do it. Not watch it.
Yeah. So what was your thoughts on the score in the trailer? Do you like the music?
Yeah, the music sounds great.
Yeah, especially that beginning bit where Superman was...
Yeah,
that was Lord of the Rings.
Chanting,
Everyone is saying how it looks Lord of the Rings-esque, and I've been saying that for ages. Like, this is like how a Lord of the Rings.
And Zach has said that before.
But then somebody was kind of not arguing with me, and I'm not having to go on because I'm friends with online and a nice person and stuff. But they kind of said, somebody tweeted, this is kind of like the biggest scale thing is Lord of the Rings or something. Yeah. And then they were like, what about Endgame? And I was trying to explain it. I didn't want to come across a jackass and say, like, I want to go. Like, Endgame was, like, a good movie. It was very big in scale, like, in some respects. Yeah. But at the same time, it didn't go out there and kind of push. I almost feel like everything was just, like, you know, does that make sense to you? Like,
no, I
feel
like
there's
a
world
outside
the screen here.
I get what you're saying. And like, my commentary on that is simply... If somebody doesn't view Endgame as that epic, you know, to that scale that you're talking, that's their opinion. It's fine.
That's what I was saying.
Why would you have to interject and say, well, what about Endgame? Well, who cares? Maybe this person doesn't think Endgame is that.
Yeah.
If you don't like what they're saying, move away, walk away. Why did you have to
feel like when you watch Lord of the Rings, right, it feels like there's a world. They feel like you're living in that world.
Yeah, and we're going to see the world beyond that in the Amazon, you know, series.
Yeah, and I didn't feel that way about Endgame. I felt like I was watching what was on the screen. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Yeah, like you can't visualize, like, the planet where Thanos is from.
Yeah, things like that. Even though you see snippets, it doesn't feel like a world, lived in world, where this... Like, I think as well, maybe it's the imagery, because we're talking about the CGI thing. Everything, like, the backgrounds in those films looks very CGI. Whereas, and I know there's elements of Zack Snyder's films like that, but the nightmare stuff looks like a deserted planet. Like, our planet in the, you know, it's like a desert. So
Yeah.
That's where I was going with that. I just wanted to bring that up, because I don't want people to think I'm having a go at Marvel, because I love them. I was watching Winter Soldier yesterday. I absolutely love that movie, do you know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm not... It's one of my favourite comic book movies.
Yeah,
so I'm not doing a DC vs Marvel thing either, as you were saying earlier, but I'm just saying, in terms of scale and scope, and again, there probably are other films that feel that kind of scale and scope, but for me, I can't think of anything other than Lord of the Rings, and then...
But again, at the end of the day, it's somebody else's opinion, so just let it be.
Let it be, let it be.
Exactly. It's the Beatles, right?
So I want to just go back to something you said earlier. So you were talking about how you were about the CGI and stuff and how it's kind of progressed, and it makes more sense when there's more like the Justice League characters. Something I think that Zack has not done with this, let's call it a trilogy because right now that's what it is I feel like Man of Steel was very realistic, and then BVS kind of started that way and then pushes it to a...
So it's almost like as you add more metahumans, it gets more...
Yeah, so when Wonder Woman and Doomsday are in, it goes and then... pushing into Justice League.
It gets
more
comic booky as we go along. Right?
And I think that was very intentional as well.
Yeah.
And I think that what they've done is they've guided you up that. And you know, Marvel did the same thing. You know, you don't go back to Iron Man and expect to see, you know, what happens with Thanos later on.
And the Arrowverse followed suit as well.
Yeah, because like Arrow started very grounded, and then they brought in Barry, and then the Flash, and things started to progress from there. So. I think they've done, I think all three, you know, you bring up the CW stuff, I think they've all done a brilliant job of taking you from that first realistic point to... Because even though Iron Man is kind of ridiculous, you know, that guy builds a suit and he can do it, it's still very realistic in that. It's very Batman Begins, isn't it, in that respect. But So I wanted to bring that back up because you mentioned it earlier, and I was going to mention it, then I forgot, and then I thought I'll bring it up at the end. So, if there's anything else you want to talk about in the trailer, and then we'll talk about what we think the future might be, and...
No, just I loved it. Like I said, it moved the needle to here, and you know, and I'm interested in doing again. My sort of list, not the.
Which one is, don't the, pick the, that pen up.
The DC, you know, just as you said, screw it. All the way. I gotta get the right point. I almost stabbed myself. all the Amazonians, on the mascara, they're all on the list. Right, here we go. Can't even go on trailer.
You're that guy in the first Wonder Woman. There's an island full of these women.
Yes, I want to fist pump that guy every time I watch that scene.
You know. He was a great character. He was brilliant.
But I'm going to go rewatch. And you know how my list is always changing.
Mm.
And I said it based on my mood at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
In any given time frame, I'm in the mood to watch Zack Snyder's interpretation of DCU again.
Mm.
So by the end of all this, BVS may move up a few spots again. So again, I mean, that's how it works. And I know people get about, how can you have BVS over there? Or how can you have this movie over there? It changes. I mean, okay, there's a couple
BVS has done that on my list. Yeah. He's kind of stayed up there now. But like Wonder Woman and Shazam, I'm always going...
Right.
Those two, you know.
Right. So, I've said it before, and I don't know why some people seem to get upset over it. It fluctuates with the mood I'm in. And right now, I'm in the mood for, you know.
But we've both said as well, even when you said, like, obviously the things have dropped for you and picked back up, we both said we like all the DCU.
But think about it. My enjoyment, the things I like have remained the same. Like the Batman stuff in BVS, great. The Superman stuff in BVS, fantastic. I've come around on Lex, you know, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So even when it drops a peg or two or rises a peg or two, you know, I think my criticisms and my positives remain consistent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the level of enjoyment at that given time.
I feel like this, just from the trailers, this looks like the most Zack Snyder DC film yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Maybe not DC, because Watchmen's DC, but... DCEU.
Like, it looks, it has more in common with the likes of, like, 300 and, you know, Sucker Punch and all that. It has, because, again, it's going to more comic booky realms, which is fun.
Because we can't really answer this now, but I don't see a world where I dislike this film. I see a world where, even if I have problems with some of
it. How much do I like it? That's the only thing.
I think what's going to happen, visually, I'm going to love it.
Yeah.
10 out of 10, I think. But
like, unless it turns out to be a Catwoman.
Which I don't think you will. But
or you know, yeah, I can't even say Batman and Robin because I can sit here and say, hey, look, I don't like that interpretation, but you know, some things I'll cut its slack for. You know, I mean, if it turns out to be Steel or Catwoman, then it's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
And I can't even throw Jonah Hex in there because Jonah Hex has Megan Fox. And Megan Fox, she's on the list. it just depends basically how much am I going to like, because on some level, it's a Justice League movie.
Mm.
Which is why I can still enjoy the theatrical, because it's a Justice League movie.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going to like it. What degree? And where does it fall on the list?
Yeah. Because I think I have a theory. I think there's going to be so much going on that if something bothers you, something else is going
to
come.
You won't have
like,
time to stew over it.
Yeah, to get my drift. And I think our first reviews of it will be completely different to our 10th review or something. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, and the other question is, for me, and you know how I rate things, the rewatchability.
Yeah, which is the key thing in it. So,
and the 4-hour runtime doesn't affect the watchability for me. It's more...
I'm not being hyperbolic saying this. I have this film, just on the premise and what we know, has the ability to be the best DCU film yet. Don't mean it will.
Yeah.
Potentially, because if you'd have gone to me like a month ago, like, a couple of years ago, you're going to have a film with all the Justice League, Joker, Deathstroke, Darkseid, I would have been like, nah, it's not going to happen.
I would have been like, where future self did you get these drugs? Because I like some.
Lex is going to be in it, you know, as well, just going on extra characters. It's just mad. It's absolutely crazy. So we'll finish off then. Like, we've talked about off air about this, like, and I said for a while about the possibility of more beyond this, which I think you should still really enjoy what's happening now and don't worry about it.
I mean, it's fun to speculate, yeah, of course.
But... Yeah. But to make it a success, you don't pirate it. If you want more, don't pirate it. Well, if you pirate if you it, you don't get more.
Here's the thing. Though.
Yeah.
If you have HBO Max,
yeah,
or another avenue to watch it,
like, yeah, like you've got Crave and
Crave or whatever, like something like that, then watch it, you know, legally. But if they don't release it everywhere, they're hamstringing themselves. I mean, what are fans supposed to do?
Yeah, and I would say this as well. Like, if you, this is going to sound, I'm not telling you a pirate, but
no,
if you
I'm
can't
not...
get it. But if you can't get it day one, I understand you somebody going out there to find it on a free option. But then if it does come to a month later, maybe could.
That's the caveat that I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have.
Because that's what I did with Wonder Woman 84, because I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
So I think it needs to be something like that where, and if you want more, buy the Blu-ray, buy the merch. Maybe not buy as many shirts as Scott because he's going to be.
I think Scott's going to. By this point,
his wife finds out he's in trouble.
Right?
buy the merch. I mean, Adam, I'm going to get custom of the toys. I've already decided. They're for my kids.
What toy?
They can't open them. I don't know yet. There's toys coming, isn't there?
Are there? Okay. Then.
Yeah, did you not know? Yeah. I'm sure it was McFarlane toys.
All right, listen. I'm going to make an appeal now. Listen. Hot toys? I don't care what you reissue. Either give me... Don't do both. Well, give me both, but not at the same time. Like, have a 6 month to a year span. But give me a reissue of the Nightmare Batman, and I want a black suit Superman.
They did a black suit Superman for BVS, didn't they? Recently, it was like last year or something.
But that was the Man of Steel version.
Was it? Okay, right. So I think they'll do a reissue of Nightmare Batman after this.
Yeah, because there's a new scene.
Yeah. Maybe you'll be able to buy Batman and Joker together. Imagine that.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have to give like, cut off a leg, a testicle, a finger to afford this thing. So
sequel anyway, right? So do you think there's going to be a sequel?
Look, right now the public word is, and I'm not even going to use as much as I joke about it. I'm not even going to use the cul-de-sac comic because we don't know who to attribute that to.
That is a good point. In fact, I believe it was talked about on some podcast saying, was that the guy who
wrote the article? That could have been the guy who wrote the article just to take a dig. Yeah. But, you know, I've made the joke because I laughed.
Yeah.
I laughed at the overreaction to the word cul-de-sac all of a sudden. But
then it got turned into a good thing because it got turned into cul-de-sac. So.
Yeah, right. but, you know, I'm of the opinion that right now the official word is there's no plan. Even Zach is saying, doesn't seem Warner Brothers is interested in making a sequel with me. But he also says, but I never thought I'd be here. He always counters that with, but I've
never. He doesn't go all in, right. Does he? On no.
And this is, I think this is negotiating tactics. Because, and notice he keeps hinting at, well, I would have done, like in the Vanity Fair article, he says, I would have done this.
Yeah.
So by him doing this, what it does is it potentially puts the ball now, because if this comes out as a massive success, now the ball's back in his court.
Yeah.
Right? Because look, if this makes big money and generates a ton of views, is Warner Brothers really going to, or Warner Media, whatever you want to call them, are they really going to say, well, that's nice, we made a good chunk of change.
Yeah.
But no, we're done. I mean, it's not smart
business
to close that door entirely. And I don't think
What Kevin Smith said, and I think he was bang on point. Yeah, why would you say that?
I think it's posturing on both sides right now.
Yeah.
And it is, to an extent, up to the viewer. So if you have HBO Max or Crave, put your eyeballs on it. Give it the views because you know they count views.
Yeah,
because they did it for Wonder Woman. They put out stats that says what the views are.
They also got a lot of new subscribers to Wonder Woman, though, didn't they?
Right.
So I think it would have to, because this is what we'll just bring this up while we're talking about it. So my thing is, I could watch it 10 times and that's 10 views. Yeah. So the analytics would be high on views because I've watched it 10 times.
Right.
How does that equate to more money? Because you're only getting one payment from me. Well, if I even can pay for it, because
but the thing is, if content like that, if they look and they see the DC content is thriving, and they look and they see the most watched ones, let's say, are Zack's
film,
the trilogy for now. Let's say you could look at that and say, well, you know, there's a segment of our fan base that is staying here for this content.
Yeah, so
they could stop the subscription within a month.
Yeah.
Right? If they don't, if they keep coming back, it's partly the views, partly the new subscribers, but partly the retention of subscribers.
Yeah, because that was the thing I talked about, didn't it? It was about, that's why they're saying don't cancel your subscription after a month, because that doesn't actually look good on the product, because then they'll be like, well, we can't keep that consumer. But there's got to be some sort of analytics where it might be like 1,000. I'm just using, it would be more than 1,000 views, but 1,000 views.
Well, didn't Wonder Woman have 14 million?
Yeah, well, I was just.
Yeah. No, let's go with that.
14 million. Like, so let's say it gets 14 million views, but there isn't the same level of customer watching it. There's got to be a level of customer with that views as well. It can't just, because, like I say, I could watch it 100 times.
But also, hey, the 27 shirts this guy bought helps, because
this is something I've said about toys
going in Warner Media's pocket, right?
So yeah.
I mean, so
if this thing does well, we're getting more, because Warner Media, ATT, HBO, it'll be on HBO Max.
They love money. Let's put it that way.
Jason Keeler is all about people subscribing, but he's on about HBO Max, isn't he? Because I think Rob Mayer-Burnett said something about, like, he doesn't like people buying a Blu-ray, because to him that could be a subscriber that they've lost buying a Blu-ray. But I think if we get more, I think it's going to be a series, not a film.
Right, yeah. And your big thing in terms of potentially not getting more has been the actor schedule. But I posed the theory to you offline, and I'll just mention it here. Yeah. Scheduling is going to be an issue because the actors are all doing different things.
Yeah.
However, realistically, do you think that, Let's assume everything goes well and the viewer numbers are great, the subscriber numbers are good.
Mm.
So Warner Media says, you know what? Yeah, we want more of this stuff. So let's say they announce it like they did. I'm not saying this is going to happen, or if they don't do it in 2 days or 3 days, let's pretend that all the factors we need to go right, and 3 days after it premieres on the Monday morning, hey, guess what? We're continuing the Snyderverse on HBO Max. Just because that announcement is made, it doesn't mean that on the Wednesday, all right, let's get everybody back to start filming. Realistically,
yeah,
the earliest this thing goes before, let's say any continuation goes before cameras, late 2022, early
2023. Yeah, something else about Henry Cavill as well. He's like, doing The Witcher season 2 now, and he's got to do, I think season 3 starts filming not long after.
I think they're filming right in congruity. Yeah.
Close. Yeah, it's not quite back to back, but it's close. So I think he actually will be free at some point. So that's because he's a big.
And also, think about it. So if they do.
Big component.
Let's say they agree in late 2022, let's just say early 2023. Mm. Let's say they work out the schedules. Because this is a series component, they could film to complete Zack's arc. They could film it all together. They could work on a
which they probably do, yeah. Like an 8-episode thing or something. Yeah.
Or let's say if it works out to 8 episodes each. So let's say four each. So 8 episodes.
Right? That's what I think it probably might be. So, it'll be like 45 minutes to an hour.
So they'll get all Henry Cavill stuff or the majority of it done.
Yeah.
All, you know, each actor, they'll get their stuff. They'll have them in blocks, right? Mm-hmm. And the scenes together will have to be together, obviously.
Yeah.
But they'll do it all at once if they do it, so that then you won't have the scheduling issue.
Yeah. See, something I thought they could do as well, if, say, they go, right, we want to do it, but we can't do it till 2023. They might go, right, well, go Mecca's a Martian Manhunter one-off. Choi.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he's busy as well because he's got stuff on Netflix.
They'll use the actor that they have available.
But there's even a possibility that Zach, you know, those kind of spin-off things that might happen, might not happen.
Zach could produce, yeah.
He could produce and not direct, yeah. And he's just involved in story and creation. So there is opportunities to further the universe.
Imagine if he produces, right, and hires the guy that he's working with on the series for the
Army of the Dead.
The prequel for that. If he hires the director that's doing that to work with him on, I mean, it's technically still Snyder's vision.
Yeah, just yeah.
Helped executed by somebody else.
So yeah, there's opportunity if they do announce more.
But it comes down to the viewership of this. So,
yeah. But I think if they do announce more, I think we might get some spin-offy stuff with like Martian Manhunter.
In the meantime, yeah. So
yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah.
And maybe Ray Fisher will get his thing. Which, good. Mm. If it happens, good for him. Good for everybody
involved.
I'll watch
it, yeah.
Yeah. But like you said, Deathstroke. Remember, we were going to get a Deathstroke film at one point. That's not happening. That could happen on HBO Max.
Please.
Relatively cheap by comparison. Martian Man. And these things would fill time until such time where they could get everybody back.
And even if they were just like mini movies or
three-part
series or something, you know, somewhat short.
Tell me the story about Martian Manhunter on Earth before.
So that would be cool. I mean, if you're going to give me Deathstroke, I'll give me that first.
I think we said, look, I mean, still, we're not hedging our bets and saying it's definitely
no.
We're not the Lightcast or the Culture.
Yeah.
But we're saying
they hedge the bets and then kind of put a caveat on the end and what going to happen a minute ago?
What we're saying is, if the numbers are there, if the viewership is there, and the audience dictates that they want more of this, Warner Media is going to listen and they're going to explore.
I agree. And like I say, even if you don't necessarily get the direct sequel, I think you're going to get something in the Snyderverse.
And even if, let's say, what if they say, okay, we can do some spin-offs of other characters in live action, but the future Justice League has to be like the parts 2 and 3 or whatever has to be an animated thing with the voice cast. if that's what it ends up being, with Stan and Jay Oliva involved, give it to me.
Yeah, I mean, we'd prefer live action, but if you can't get that, I'd rather have it continue.
And if you can't get the animation, but comic books are the answer, then that's fine too.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. That's what I think is the thing with us. Like, we're quite up. We want the live action, but
yeah, all things being equal,
we're not gonna moan if they go right. We're gonna continue it in animation or comics because it's better than nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get it continued. So, but yeah. So that was well, that's just us theorizing. So
that's it. Yeah. There we go. That's our look. That's our dissection. Yeah. Discussion of Zack Snyder's. The first apparently official trailer of Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, we did the social media plug, so we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Do it again, but screw it. I'm not going to waste any time. We hope you'll take those avenues and come chat with us. And until next time,
subscribe.
Subscribe to the channel. Leave comments.
Like the video.
Like the video. It all helps us out. And remember that Zack Snyder's Justice League is forever. From the first frame of new footage to the last. So long, everybody.
So long.